Just a little PSA. On Wednesday, March 27th, Bozeman Score Chapter will be running their Big Help for Small Business event. All of Bozeman's major business support organizations will be there, and I'll even be tabling on behalf of the library. Plus, there will be breakout sessions, including one on data security for business, and another about opening a franchise location. Register on the Bozeman Score website, bozeman.score.org. Plus, Podcasting 101 is coming up at the Bozeman Public Library on Saturday, March 30th, 1 to 3 p.m.
Micro.
Megos.
Homestake Venture Partners has been operating in Bozeman for 2 years, offering a new take on more traditional investment sources. They try to fill the space left between bank loans and venture capital funds by providing mid-range investments with a medium risk tolerance. Perhaps what is most striking about Homestake is their dedication to providing an option for people to invest not just in a particular sector or in high-growth business models, but in a place. By connecting their member investors to successful local businesses, they're going to stay here and continue supporting the community and economy. Jeff Batten and Bill Stoddart founded the organization together. Between the two of them, they have experience as investors, executives, entrepreneurs, and committed community members. To start us off, here's Bill.
I mean, I think that what we're trying to address is this idea of access, you know, and distributed opportunity. And that means for entrepreneurs to have more of them be able to access the capital they need to grow, and for those who want to make investments to think a little bit more broadly about the types of things that they can and perhaps should consider.
And here's Jeff saying why they aren't just a venture capital firm with a special focus on local business.
You know, most venture capital funds only invest in equity in companies. That's what they do. They argue about the price per share that they're willing to pay, and that's almost the end of the discussion. In our case, we are consciously saying, you know, investing today, crossing my fingers and waiting 5 to 7 years before that company grows large enough that somebody wants to purchase it, it's a long time to wait. And in the meantime, I'm getting a 0% return every year on that investment that I made. And what we're saying instead is by focusing on companies that have a capacity in their cash flow to do something different than that, it creates for our investors an opportunity to start realizing returns, you know, kind of as soon as next quarter, potentially, depending on the investment that we're looking at. So, you know, we tend to try to focus on getting to those same types of return that a venture capitalist might see. But we don't do the walk through 7 years of 0% returns to then hit a home run. If we just hit singles all day instead of worrying about home runs, don't we end up in the same place?
Yeah, more of the slow and steady approach.
Yeah.
Like it says in their name, they like to think of themselves as partners, and the idea of partnership is central to their goals.
I would say that one of the key things that I think is missing from the capital markets is a sense of relationship. You know, how many times do people look at the investments they have and think about who specifically their money is supporting through the investments they make?
And how do you make those relationships happen here?
Here, we make them not only among our member group and those that are engaged, we also bring the entrepreneurs and their teams to the office to begin to sort of put names to faces and have those really direct conversations. You know, I think the anonymity of the capital markets currently really begs the question of how effectively are we building a healthy economy if nobody really knows what the heck's going on or who's doing it.
Yeah, and I think there's another way that we partner too that's very practical, which is, you know, we really work with each of our client companies to identify the exact kind of, like, let's call it the shape of the money that best fits their business. So we spend a lot of time almost in a consulting kind of a role to help them identify what that is. And I think the other way that we, you know, sort of consciously designed our business is to make it relatively easy for those client companies to not only receive investment support from our members, but potentially to receive much more than that, a mentor type relationship, or potentially even a long-term consulting type relationship, not between us and the client company, but perhaps one of our members.
To date, they have helped about 50 companies in one form or another. Sometimes that's funding, and others is providing coaching to help a business owner get to a place where they can feel comfortable seeking investment.
It's not just a take it or leave it kind of an attitude that we have. It's more, how do we work with the idea that you have, or maybe the already in the market concept that you have, to make it better, to make it kind of ready for the type of investment that you're considering, so that when we bring an investment group together with your business, everybody has an understanding of sort of a real transparent view into each other's worlds, so that there's no surprises.
There's nothing quite like Homestake in Montana, and even at the national level, they stand out as unique. But they'd love to see their model emulated elsewhere.
Really, you know, we've kind of spent a lot of time searching the universe for the different parts that we've brought together to kind of make a watch that we feel really works well for not only our community, but potentially as a model for others to take the pieces that work for them. You know, when we think about, you know, back to your question about venture capital or the idea of pitches, that's just really not how we think about it at all. You know, it's so much more about kind of a community banking 2.0, where, you know, back in the day, a business owner would go to the local bank and, you know, there's a handshake that happens that everybody in the community ultimately benefits from. And, you know, that's more of what we're trying to recreate in a more modern sense.
If anyone is interested in becoming one of Homestake's member investors, this is how they can go about it.
Yeah, so it's really straightforward. You know, there's a lot of information on our website, which is homestakeventurepartners.com, about how we operate that explains a lot of this. Our requirements on the membership side are that someone be a Montana resident, that they be what's called an accredited investor, which is one of the things that we are actually trying to solve over the fairly short to midterm, is to, you know, really turn this into a situation where truly crowdfunding can come to it, where anybody can invest. But at the moment, securities laws are such that it makes it difficult to really kind of take anybody in as an investor. So we focus on accredited. So I think there's those two hard requirements, and then I think the third requirement is, you know, an interest in supporting a local economy and getting involved in a really kind of hands-on way. I mean, we're going to help organize it and keep it efficient, but if you want this to be a passive investment stream for yourself, that's not what this is.
Or if you're an entrepreneur seeking investment.
Yeah, so similarly, you know, I'd say start at our website, and that gives them contact information for reaching out. We have a process whereby businesses inquire about what we're doing. We have an initial sit down, and then if it makes sense in that they do have a viable business and we want to look a little bit more deeply under the hood, we have a phased process by which we do some initial evaluation of that company, give them a bunch of feedback. Sometimes that feedback is go solve this or go address these issues and then come back. Or sometimes it's, okay, we think this could look like this. If you're interested, then let's, you know, begin to take some of the next steps. And it's not so much of a, oh, you have to be a $1 million business before we'll even start, or you have to have 5 years of proven success. Those types of things are not hard and fast requirements.
Jeff had this parting thought.
You know, I think there's this misunderstanding among the investing public about about how our country as a whole has gotten where it's gotten. There's this sort of belief that maybe Shark Tank type investing is somehow the embodiment of what has made America great. And it's, in my opinion, it's not. You know, what instead has gotten us to where we've gotten is the ability for a local community to support local businesses. And so, you know, there's a whole bunch of stats that we could talk about around, you know, the amount of risk capital, which, you know, essentially add up venture capital plus all of the money invested in the in Wall Street type stock market. And consider that all of that money is focused on companies that make up about 50% of GDP. The other 50% of GDP is small businesses and you know, interesting businesses that are growing that maybe just aren't going to have this giant billion-dollar exit opportunity. So I think there's sort of like these really high-level macro indicators that tell you that when a large part of a of an economy is being underserved, there's an opportunity there. Go figure out how to take advantage of that opportunity.
I would like to thank the city of Bozeman, particularly the Public Library and Office of Economic Development, for giving me the opportunity to create this podcast. Additional thanks to Montana Campus Compact and to Gallatin Valley Community Radio for broadcasting the show. Tune your radios to KGVM 95.9 and give them a listen. Original music was provided by the benevolent Jeffrey Lackman, a friend. Feel free to leave a comment. I'd love to hear how you think we can make this better. Subscribe and you'll never miss an episode. And if you're an entrepreneur in the city of Bozeman, or you know an entrepreneur in these parts, let me know. Maybe your story can be the next we tell. I can be contacted by email at vista@bozeman.net. That's V-I-S-T-A @bozeman.net.